Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
31 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Porchot is excused from the call of the House, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Collins be excused from the call of the House because she is ill.
Being that Representative Collins is ill, she's excused from the call of the House. Our chaplain today is Reverend Kermit Wilson, the First Church of God. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another week of life and health. May your presence abide with us as we open up another week of business in the state of Alaska. Lord Jesus, we ask your blessings upon these, our state representatives. Give them a new spirit of unity and camaraderie as they work together. Provide wisdom, strength, and knowledge as life here in Alaska is shaped and molded. Lord, help these, our state representatives, as they have difficult decisions to face. They represent real people with real problems and needs. May the decisions made this week be in accordance with your will and for the good of all Alaskans. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Representative Taylor, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hudson.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread across the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 67th, 68th, 69th, and the 70th legislative day?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 67th, the 68th, the 69th, and the 70th days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House journals for the 67th, 68th, 69th, and 70th legislative days, as certified by the Chief Clerk, be approved.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of the journals before you? Hearing no objections, the journals stand approved. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We had a very long list of people excused until playing time today. I note that one of them is not yet in the chambers, and I note that Representative Rieger has been excused until playing time also.
Do we have any guests for introduction today? Representative Gull.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. We have some close-up students and teachers in the audience today. And gallery A, I'd like to be recognized from Kaufman Cove in Southern Southeast. We have Bob Dilley, and from Hobart Bay, Floyd Boyer. Also from Kaufman Cove is Sonia Ryman, and from Long Island is Dave Ulrich, and from the Heidelberg School District, Melinda Mendrigan, who incidentally is having her 17th birthday tomorrow.
Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to introduce some friends of mine today who are here from Eagle River, and they teach in three of the six elementary schools in the Eagle River area. Marion Kammerer teaches at Fire Lake Elementary. Please stand up. Lynn Bedden at Ravenwood. Marcia Bradley at Homestead Elementary, and Marcia's mother, who is also your constituent from Sitka, Margaret McVeigh.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Swackhammer and I have a couple of guests in Gallery B. Judy Salo, who is the president of NEA, and her daughter Holly, who is here visiting for the week.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It appears that Representative Barnes and I have a guest today from Close Up, Tanya Taylor from Bartlett High School.
Representative Boucher.
Another member of Close Up, Mike Debenham, my constituent of Representative Collins and myself from East High, and I understand he's also celebrating a birthday.
Representative Pettyjohn?
I believe also in Gallery 8, Representative Rieger and I have a close-up student. I'd like you to help me welcome Tobin Thompson from Diamond High.
Representative Sawacki.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I also am told that there is a young gentleman up here from the close-up from Service High, Mr. Richard Howell. Can you catch the plate?
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have with us a very distinguished group of guests, including several legislators from other states. And I'd like you to join me in welcoming the following members who are seated in the front row in Gallery A. And I would ask that they stand as I introduce them individually. First, we have Senator Charlie Bruner from Iowa, State Senator. Next, we have Representative June Leonard from the state of Washington. Next, we have Dr. Larry Schweinhardt, who's the High Scope Educational Research Foundation. We have several people also from the National Conference of State Legislatures, which this whole panel is representing, Kate Sonnier and Shelley Smith, if they would stand. Mr. Speaker, this group already made a presentation before the joint House and Senate Finance meeting this morning, and will do a presentation before a joint meeting of the House and Senate HES committees from 3 to 5 p.m. this afternoon. They'll also attend an informal luncheon with the Children's Caucus during the noon hour in the Governor's Conference Room. And all members are invited to attend all of those meetings, and I'd like to extend our welcome to all of those people.
As fellow legislators, would the representative and the senator in that order care to address us and say just a few words? That reminds me of a song, How Does It Feel? Okay. Senator?
I very much appreciate being here and looking at all your work and seeing some land that's not so flat.
Representative Ulmer?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I did have the pleasure of hearing the panel this morning in the combined House-Senate Finance Committee meetings. They are excellent, and I would encourage all members to take up this fine opportunity to learn from our colleagues from other states. There are two other people in the front row that I would like to introduce to you. Carla Timpone is the staff assistant to the Governor's Interim Commission on Children and Youth, and Annie Calkins from the Department of Education are also helping to give the NCSL visitors a tour and help them come up to date with the programs and policies of the state of Alaska as it relates to child care, and I'd like to introduce them at this time.
Representative Donnelly, you've been seeking the floor.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, the Majority Leader and I have a constituent participating in the close-up program, also in Gallery A, from West Anchorage High School, Priska Emenager.
Representative Phillips.
Speaker, in Gallery A, Representative Cotton and I have two students from Chugiak High School, Ted Houston and Mark Cook, and they're part of the close-up program.
Representative Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Larson and I have a couple constituents over in Gallery B. Seated in the front row, Marion Sumner, who is down here with the Foster Parents Association. Marion. And sitting to her right is a high school student from Wasilla that's involved in politics and also a Wasilla hockey player, my son, Steve Menard.
Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also in Gallery A, a distinguished guest in the first row, Mr. Lyle Larson, City Manager of Dillingham.
Any Representative Larson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Menard and I have another constituent who selected to be down here enjoying the rain in Juneau instead of basking in the sun in the valley. I'm just getting a pitch in there for our 45-degree weather yesterday. From Sioux Valley, a member of NEA, Lorene Ryberg.
Any further guests for introduction? In Gallery A from the Chatham School District, Freshwater Bay, I have three individuals that are here. Stacy Castellanos and Tracy James, and the teacher is Brenda Patterson. Would you help me welcome to Juneau? Any further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Dear Representative Grusendorf, I have read the following resolutions and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Concurrent Resolution 27 relating to the visit to Alaska by Governor Hou Zhi of the province of Heilongjiang and the special relationship between that province and the state of Alaska. Legislative Resolve 55. Senate Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 33 CNRA relating to annexations recommended by the Local Boundary Commission. Legislative Resolve Number 52. House Concurrent Resolution 36 relating to the 20th Annual Girl State. Legislative Resolve 54. House Concurrent Resolution 37 relating to the 22nd Annual Boy State. Legislative Resolve 53. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 46 Transportation requesting the Federal Aviation Administration to exempt aircraft in Alaska from regulations on the size of aircraft registration numbers and on supplemental identification plates. Legislative Resolve 58. Senate Joint Resolution 51, requesting a support services priority for American carriers and bulk fuel suppliers servicing foreign processing vessels in the exclusive economic zone. Legislative Resolve 56. Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 57, resources relating to foreign fishing in the international water of the Bering Sea. Legislative Resolve 51. House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 64, LNC, relating to resident hire on United States Department of Defense projects at Amchitka Island, Shemya Island, and Adak. Legislative Resolve 57. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has approved the following citation and has gone to enrolling. In memoriam, Renee Nielsen, pioneer aviator and instructor extraordinaire. And the Senate has also approved the following citation is transmitted for consideration. Honoring David Monson, 1988 Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race, and honoring Whitey Bloom.
Rules for calendaring.
The Senate has failed to concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 410 Resources, namely, House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 410 Resources Amended House, an act relating to the operation of state hatcheries and providing for an effective date, and requests the House to recede from its amendment. The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 42 Finance, an act relating to territorial service and BIA service under the Retirement Incentive Program, and providing for an effective date.
Three standing committees, State Affairs, Health, Education, and Social Services, and the Finance Committee.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 287, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to the practice of veterinary medicine.
Labor and Commerce.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 360, Resources by the Resources Committee, an act repealing termination dates relating to the Delta Junction Bison Range area.
Resources and the Finance Committee.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 362, Resources by the Resources Committee, an act establishing the Dude Creek Critical Habitat Area and providing for an effective date.
Resources and the Finance Committee.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 460, State Affairs by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the costs of administering state contracts.
Two standing committees, State Affairs and the Finance Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
We've received from the State of Alaska, Steve Cooper, Governor, the municipal taxation rates and policies for the Alaska Taxable 1987. This is on file in the Speaker's office, and I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down in the daily order of business to reports to standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 25 relating to affirmative action. Recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 25 Judiciary with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero note with analysis. Report was signed by Sun Chairman, concurring Sund, Omer, Grunberg, Taylor, Barnes, Navarre, and Cotton. House Bill 25 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 137 relating to the duration and financing of election campaigns, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Finance Committee with a new title, reports it back as follows. The report was signed by Adams Chairman, signing do pass, Porcheau, Brown, Davis, Swackhammer, and Frank. Signing do not pass, Adams. Having no recommendation, Gall, Boyer, Rieger, and Larson. House Bill 137 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 197, delivery of supplies purchased under the State Procurement Code, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Adams Chairman, concurring Porcheau, Larson, Swackhammer, Rieger, Davis, and Frank. Having no recommendation, Adams, Gall, Brown, and Boyer. House Bill 197 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 310, payment under public construction contracts, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Judiciary Committee with a new title, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Sund Chairman, concurring Sund, Cotton, Runeberg, Elmer, and Navarre. House Bill 310 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Hess Committee has considered House Bill 348, composition of the Medicaid Rate Commission, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute by the Hess Committee with a new title, recommends it do pass, and attaches a zero fiscal note. Signed by the co-chairs Ellis and Kopanen, concurring Ellis, Kopanen, Hanley, and Grunberg. Phillips has no recommendation. House Bill 348 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 472, Mechanical Administrators, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Labor and Commerce Committee with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman. Excuse me. Signing do pass, Donnelly, Kopanen, Menard, and Ellis. Furness has no recommendation. House Bill 472 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 521, Open Containers of Alcoholic Beverages in Motor Vehicles, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Judiciary Committee with the same title, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Sund Chairman, concurring Sund, Ulmer, Grunberg, Cotton, and Navarre. House Bill 521 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 530, Establishment and Operation of a State Boarding School by the Department of Education, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Adams Chairman, concurring Adams, Porcheau, Larson, Gall, Rieger, Boyer, Frank, Brown, Davis, and Swackhammer. House Bill 530 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 274, Labor and Commerce, Access to Employment Security Records, recommends it be replaced with a House Committee substitute by the Labor and Commerce Committee with the same title, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Sund Chairman, concurring Sund, Grunberg, Navarre, and Cotton. Senate Bill 274 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to introduction of citations and resolutions.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
Sponsor substitute. Excuse me, I had one resolution that I had it out of place, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, let's go back. Go ahead.
Sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution 58 by Wallace, relating to the return of human remains from the Smithsonian Institution.
One standing committee, State Affairs. Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
Thank you. House Bill 543 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor with a Governor's letter, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education to satisfy a condition of a conditional determination issued by the United States Department of Education regarding the state's compliance with Public Law 81874 in fiscal year 1987 and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
House Bill 544 by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to civil liability for voluntary aircraft inspection programs.
Transportation and the Labor and Commerce Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the daily calendar. Would the clerk please make reference for the first bill on that calendar?
House Bill 217 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to purchase of foreign investment by the Board of Trustees of the Alaska Permanent Fund. The State Affairs Committee has considered the bill and reports it back as follows. Report was signed by Ulmer Chairman, signing do pass, Poucher, and Ulmer. Having no recommendation, Menard and Martin. Signing do not pass, Hoffman. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute with a Finance Committee with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by Adams Chairman. Signing do pass, Larson, Boyer, Rieger, Frank, Brown, and Davis. Having no recommendation, Adams, Porcheau, Swackhammer, Wallace, and Gall. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the House Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 217.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the CS Finance? Hearing no objection, the committee substitute finance has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments pending upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 217 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, will the clerk please give the bill its third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill 217, financed by the Finance Committee. An act relating to purchase of investments by the Board of Trustees of the Alaska Permanent Fund.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I look at this legislation with mixed emotions. And on my personal side, I guess I can say, if we're talking about hands, I can look on the one side, on what I have for a right hand, we can look at the pure capitalistic approach to it, the earning dollars and coming down to the bottom line. And that is, going forward with this legislation, I've looked at the charts, I've heard discussion on it. I think it has a reasonable sense of realistic approach going into foreign investments just from the straight dollar capitalistic side. On the other hand, I look at what I have, which is warm, has kind of a flesh color, and has blood in it. And that's where I think we look at it from a national perspective, or at least I look at it. Whether we like it or not, the federal government has helped us a tremendous amount in the state of Alaska with its infrastructure and the dollars that we have put into this state. And I think it still holds true for about every dollar that comes in here. Or every dollar we send out on tax dollars, we probably return $7 to $9. And I think the argument is that a lot of the permanent fund monies are being invested abroad. And I would agree that they are, but they are still going through U.S. companies. They are going through multi-corporation companies that are using the our stock exchange and giving us some return on that before those dollars rush abroad and have an effect on our trade imbalance. So I guess, putting it simply, Mr. Speaker, the choice for me is one hand or the other. And Mr. Speaker, I choose the hand that has blood in it, the one that nurtures us and supports us. And I think it's the one that when we look at that flag here and say a pledge allegiance in the morning, I think we do owe some allegiance to it. So I think it's the one for us, Mr. Speaker, and I would urge members of the body to defeat this legislation. Thank you.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise here in a very precarious position because I'm going to speak the opposite of my counterpart here from the Mat Sioux. I want to draw everyone's attention that as the chairman of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, it's been one of our responsibilities to help oversee the Permanent Fund Board and to work with them as much as possible so that we ensure, of course, the future success of the corpus of our Permanent Fund. What we have before us here is a proposal by the Permanent Fund Board. The purpose of their proposal is to help to secure the safety of the corpus, that $9 billion that we have as the estate here for the state of Alaska. One of the things that we all know we have to do is to diversify our investments. If we diversify, we accomplish really two things to the benefit of the population of the state of Alaska. One is, of course, that we increase the earnings of the fund, which will mean more future dividends and higher future dividends to all Alaska. The second thing, of course, is we reduce the risk. And that, I think, is very important because we have to maintain the permanent fund corpus at the highest possible level. I might also call everyone's attention to what's being requested here to allow the Permanent Fund Board to do is the same thing that we already allow the teacher retirement service or the public employees retirement service to do, invest in foreign. The last thing I'd like to mention is that any investment that is made has to be through the prudent man rule. And, of course, to help to address the concerns of those people in Alaska saying that, well, we need money in Alaska, the Permanent Fund Board has made several hundred million available to Alaskan investment. And those firms or industries that can qualify under the prudent man rule can already receive money from that. So what I'm doing here, Mr. Speaker, is trying to encourage everyone to help us to protect the fund, to let the board diversify so that in the future the fund continues to grow and it's not eroded away as we sometimes see stocks or the value of the dollar and so forth go up and down. I think it's important for our future. I urge everyone, if you have any questions, to ask those questions so that we can get them answered for you. Thank you.
Any further debate? Representative Taylor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to support the comments of the first speaker from the Mat-Su Valley. This is a $9.2 billion decision, in my opinion, and it's a decision that basically says, do you have confidence in America? Or is there a better crap game going on over in Hong Kong right now that we can pick up 20% off of and still follow the prudent man rule? Is there some Japanese firm that's now manufacturing 2x4s and camps? They're making a better profit on it than the people in my district are making manufacturing 2x4s and camps. So maybe we ought to invest in that Japanese firm because it'll pay a higher return on our dollars into our permanent fund. Is that all we're about in Alaska anymore? Is how much money we can make off the yen or how much money we can make off trading in some other commodity of a foreign country? And if we can make a big enough profit, we can pour that much more grain in the streets so everyone will love us? Or are we supposed to be up here seeing what we can do about developing some jobs for this state? And is there a way we can do it by utilizing our own resources, $9.2 billion of our own resources? I can't vote against Alaska, and I can't vote against America, and I think that's what this is saying. It's sending a real clear message. The investment market isn't attractive enough in America. It's not attractive enough in Alaska. Let's run off to Hong Kong and find some real sexy stocks to pump our money into while we watch jobs go down the tube at home. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I wish I'd had an opportunity to explain to the representative from Wrangell what foreign investment really is about as far as the benefits to the United States are concerned. And to the state of Alaska. The couple of points that I think are important to be made are, first of all, diversification of the portfolio is directly in the benefit of the state, obviously. Secondly, foreign investment provides return from foreign sources to the United States, improves our balance of payments, and provides an opportunity to safeguard the economy of this country through receiving funds from foreign countries. It's not a question of putting money into foreign economies. It's a question of benefiting the United States economy from diversified investments. And finally, the opportunity to put more money into Alaska investments is automatically produced by the diversification of the portfolio. It makes it appropriate for us to say, hey, we can go the extra measure for Alaskan investments because we've diversified our portfolio and made sure that those investments in Alaska are not throwing the portfolio out of balance. The people who have been arguing for this bill have been using, in support of the bill, very much the same arguments as the two gentlemen today used against it, that it's directly in the benefit of our state and directly in the benefit of the United States to pass this legislation. Thank you.
Representative Rieger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to point out one thing that I don't think has been brought up adequately. This is the first major revision of the Permanent Funds Investment Statutes in about 6 years, and what's changed in that period of time is that the Permanent Fund has grown about sixfold from something in the neighborhood of $1.5 billion to $9 billion. In that same time period, the United States market compared to the world market has shrunk. Not that the the United States market has actually gone down in size, but the rest of the world has grown and become stronger, and there are more, actually, aggregate investment opportunities worldwide, more than double what there are in the U.S. So it's the permanent fund is growing and has fewer opportunities to diversify within a restricted market than they did, and at the same time, the opportunities are improving worldwide. It's real important to emphasize that this not only improves the return of the permanent fund, but lowers the risk. The studies show, and I looked into it myself this summer, that the portfolio effect actually reduces the risk that year-to-year earnings will go down or up dramatically. It smooths the earnings. I think it's a positive step. And one last point on investing in Alaska or investing in the United States that I would like to point out to the members who are concerned about that is that only about 10% of the state's revenues are dedicated to the permanent fund when you take into account not only royalties but also tax revenues. And we have a $9 billion fund to show for that 10% that's been set aside because it's been invested under the prudent investor principle and we have not suffered losses. And just keep in mind, the other 90% is what we've been spending this last 10 or 15 years, and we can look at the various investments that or spending that we've done and compare them. I'm not concerned with maintaining the prudent investor rule and maximizing, for prudent purposes, the 10% we're saving. Thank you.
Representative Larson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just briefly, I do want to thank the representative from Rango for bringing up his concerns, because those were many of the concerns that we all had, I think, when we first started to look at this issue. But working on this issue since last year, I think we have resolved in our own mind that, yes, foreign investment definitely will add to the income of the fund and reduce the risk. And it is not on American or on Alaskan. In fact, it is, as the representative of Haines said, a good move for America and a good move for Alaska. Thank you.
Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate some of the discussion that's taken place here today. And for a moment there, I thought I might be unpatriotic if I supported this bill. But I've decided that I'm not unpatriotic. I'm representing, I think, the best interests of the state of Alaska. I think it's good business. And it reminded me that something I saw in the news the other day, I think the government of Kuwait now is bidding and is perhaps, I think they've purchased at least 22% of one of the oil companies that own and control North Slope of Alaska. And so we see a lot of foreign companies. Great Britain, I think, also owns a big piece of that company. So we see a lot of foreign investment coming into Alaska as a result of a smart business practice. And I think that Alaska should be smart and competitive in the international field as well.
Mr. Minority Leader.
Just briefly, Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of the legislation, and I just wanted to point out that in addition to stabilizing the return of the fund and maximizing the return of the fund, it is also possible to use foreign investments by the fund as leverage. We are a trading state. We are an exporting state. Our market is the Pacific Rim, and by judicious investment within that Pacific Rim, we may, in fact, improve the climate for our own exports, which I think is important. Thank you.
Representative Boucher.
Briefly, I rise in support of the legislation. I think we all realize that on the national scene, in the presidential race, where our economy is going and the international outlook is a subject of many of the debates. And there is a word that is creeping in that we must be competitive. And I think this applies to the world economy, too, which electronics makes us very much a part of. And as was pointed out by the minority leader, we are a part of the Pacific Rim. Many say this is the century of the Pacific. There are investments in our university system to develop foreign trade. So I think that, like it or not, it is in the interest not only of the state of Alaska, but our national economy, that we be competitive in the world money market, which could well open up opportunities for the hopes that we have for exporting Alaska's products, which many of us have addressed ourselves to. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 217 Finance pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
34 yeas, 5 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 217 Finance has passed the House. Would the clerk read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill 386 by Hoffman, enacting rewards to promote the apprehension and conviction of certain offenders and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass, and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Sund Chairman, concurring Sund, Omer, Grunberg, Barnes, Navarre, Cotton, and Taylor. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute by the Judiciary Committee and do with a new title and do pass, and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Porchot, Vice Chair, concurring Porchot, Gall, Swackhammer, Boyer, Rieger, and Wallace. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt a Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 386.
Are there any objection to the adoption of the CS Judiciary? Hearing no objection, the committee substitute Judiciary has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 386 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance to third reading? Hearing no objection, will the clerk read the title of that bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill 386 Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, enacting to enforcement of alcoholic beverage control laws and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Is there any debate? Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I introduced this particular piece of legislation to try to address many of the problems that this state of Alaska is presently dealing with as a direct result of alcohol and alcohol abuse. The state of Alaska does have legislation to address narcotic drugs, and rightfully so. But at present, the state of Alaska does not have particular legislation for the enforcement of all the alcohol problems. And at least in my district, there are many alcohol-related problems. It's well known in my district that 90% of the alcohol problems are or crime is directly related to alcohol. And many of the villages in my district, 23 out of the 24 have exercised some form of the local option laws to try to stem the flow of alcohol into the communities. It is with this interest in mind that I've introduced this legislation to try to help stem the flow of alcohol into rural communities in the state of Alaska by offering particular legislation to address alcohol and set up a reward program so that hopefully we can get people involved to address the bootlegging issues that are so prevalent in rural Alaska today. So I would ask this body to join me in support and pass this piece of legislation. Thank you.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 386 Judiciary pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Representative Boucher, the roll is open. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 386 Judiciary has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the final passage of the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 386 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I request that we move back up to the introduction of guests?
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, we have a person who has done a very fine job with KMXT Public Radio in Kodiak, and I'd like to have the body help me welcome Charlene Parent.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Cotton?
Mr. Speaker, I see another friend of mine in Eagle River and a person who also teaches school there, Linda Landers.
Any further guests for introduction? That brings us back down to the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the next item on that calendar?
House Bill 387 by Hoffman, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for a reward program to promote the apprehension and conviction of persons who violate certain alcohol control laws and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee has considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 387 Judiciary with a new title, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Sun Chairman, concurring Sund, Omer, Grunberg, Barnes, Navarre, Cotton, and Taylor. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with a Judiciary Committee substitute and do pass. Report was signed by Porchot, Vice Chair, concurring Porchot, Gall, Swackhammer, Boyer, Rieger, and Wallace. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 387.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the CS Judiciary? Hearing no objection, the committee substitute Judiciary has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 387 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Any objection to the motion to advance to third reading? Hearing none, would the clerk read the title of that bill?
By the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 387 Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for enforcement of alcoholic beverage control laws and for a reward program to promote the apprehension and conviction of persons who violate certain alcohol control laws and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. While I agree with the general intent of this legislation, I think there must be at least a few questions asked, and that has to do with the reward. We're familiar with the reward for Crime Stopper information and how effective that's been. And although this falls basically in that category, I would ask the maker, the sponsor of this legislation, to review for the body, for those of us who have not had a chance to review the full ramification of this, review for us very briefly the reward system, its basis, and the potential amount of monies that can be awarded under the reward provision.
Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The reward program is... going to be structured by the Department of Public Safety. There were some discussions of this in the Finance Committee and in the Judiciary Committee, and the Commissioner of Public Safety said that those would be drafted by the department. There is included in this particular piece of legislation $100,000 for the implementation of the reward program. So the amounts of how much could be utilized hasn't been set forth to date yet. So it will be considered under the public hearing process by the Department of Public Safety.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 387 Judiciary pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
38 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 387 Judiciary has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage for the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 387 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. This brings us to some citations on the calendar. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have six citations on the calendar today. I move and ask unanimous consent that the following citations be adopted. First honors Michael G. Ritchie, Federal Employee of the Year. Second honors Dolores Graver, Federal Employee of the Year. Next honors Village Safety, Village Public Safety Officers Program graduates. Next in memoriam, John A. Carlson. Next in memoriam, Richard Alley Downing. Finally in memoriam, Ann E. Carroll.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing no objections, the citations have been approved. Down to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader. Will the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we're under unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following representative has requested to be excused from the call of the House, and I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Zawacki be excused from 2:30 p.m. Tuesday, March 22, that's tomorrow, until playing time Friday, March 25.
Are there any objection? Hearing no objections, Representative Zawacki is excused from the call of the House. Any further unfinished business? The House stand at ease. Remain at ease. Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we're under unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader? Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we were under unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration on Senate Bill 375, which deals with active licensing school bus drivers, be held over one legislative day until tomorrow.
Are there any objection? Hearing none, it's available for reconsideration on the next legislative day, Tuesday. Any further unfinished business? Representative Palmer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask permission of the body to waive CSSB 490, an act establishing an Alaska sports fund, onto Finance Committee, which has scheduled that bill for a hearing this afternoon. And it's a bill which the Senate has requested the House expedite. I understand that the governor wants to sign that bill into law later this week in New York City. So with the permission of the body, I will waive that bill from State Affairs.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that bill will be waived to the next committee of referral. Any further unfinished business? This brings us down to announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Adams.
Yes, a bill that's coming out of subcommittee, an act relating to veterans, is House Bill number 369. It will also be heard this afternoon.
Any further announcements? Representative Sund.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, also a bill, and it's not on the judiciary calendar. I announced it in committee. House Bill 189, Divorce and Dissolution, will be up today.
Any further committee announcements? General announcement, Representative Herman.
Mr. Speaker, may we have a very brief at ease?
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come to order? Before the at ease, we were under unfinished we're under announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In resources calendar tomorrow, we'll also be hearing House Bill 510, which is fish and game licenses transferred to fish and game. We've had several hearings on the bill already.
Okay. Any further announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Several announcements. The House side of the Joint Committee on Economic Recovery, which was to meet tomorrow afternoon at 5, is changed to Wednesday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. in the House Finance Committee. And secondly, I would like to have some general announcements as long as I'm on my feet. There'll be no floor session on Friday, and the House will meet every day this week. There'll be a fairly brief session tomorrow. Also, there will be a majority caucus tomorrow after the session. And finally, if I may ask unanimous consent to move up to the introduction of guests.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have two special guests in Gallery B this morning. We have Judy Stewart of Ketchikan, and if she would stand, please. And also my wife, Catherine, Katie.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Ellis.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce a dear friend of mine. She's a member of NEA Alaska, a teacher in the Anchorage School District, and a constituent of Representatives Furness and Barnes in Gallery B, Ms. Dorothy Garrett.
Any further guests for introduction? This brings us back down to announcements of standing committees, special committees, or general. Representative Schultz.
Yes, could we have an at ease, please?
The House stand at ease. Will the House come back to order? We are still under announcements. Mr. Minority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, there will be a minority caucus at 4 o'clock in my office. Please ask all the members to attend.
Any further announcements? This brings us down to special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.